Pro-life Operation Rescue challenges safe abortion claim. 100 Emergencies in 2019. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 15, 2020. Operation Rescue, a pro-life abortion clinic watchdog group, has released a video documenting 100 medical emergencies at abortion clinics in 2019. The organization states the video is a compilation of actual 911 call clips that include 35 abortion-related hemorrhages, 5 uterine perforations, and 39 other unspecified incidents that resulted in emergency transport to a local hospital. This video tears the facade off the abortion cartel's favorite rhetoric that abortion-related complications and hospitalizations are rare, wrote Cheryl Zuhlinger, senior vice president of Operation Rescue. One woman spent time in the ICU, one was forced to have a hysterectomy to save her life, and one abortion patient tragically died, Zuhlinger said, adding. Tia Parks died on June 8, 2019, the day after a surgical first trimester abortion at Preterm, an abortion facility in Cleveland, Ohio. Preterm staff failed to diagnose an ectopic pregnancy, which ruptured after the abortion. Parks suffered internal hemorrhaging that killed her. In one clip in the video, the 911 dispatcher is heard speaking sharply to a staff member at Whole Women's Health in Peoria, Illinois, who was not providing her with adequate information about the condition of the patient. 911 dispatcher, what's going on there? Abortion clinic, we have a patient who needs assistance. 911, okay, what kind of assistance? Clinic, transport to the emergency room. 911, and what's wrong with her? Clinic, she needs to go through the emergency dash. 911, okay, is she conscious and alert? I need something other than that. Is she breathing normally? Do you, is there any way you can find out? I mean, that is our protocol, to ask questions to find out how fast they need to come. The clinic employee then is heard telling the dispatcher the reason they are not providing sufficient information. Clinic, but I also know that we're an abortion clinic and it'll be posted all over the internet. The video is released a week before the 47th annual March for Life, to be held on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on January 24. The challenge to the abortion industry narrative that the procedure is safe also comes in advance of the case June Medical Services LLC v. G, to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court on March 4. In that case, the court will take up a challenge to a 2014 Louisiana safety law that required abortionists to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The abortion industry routinely dismisses such laws as an interference with women's right to abortion. Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, said, "Based on the number and severity of the 100 medical emergencies we documented last year, and the hundreds we verified before that, it is only prudent to ensure that an abortionist can qualify for hospital privileges. If an abortionist cannot qualify for hospital privileges yet continues to conduct abortions, he or she is placing the lives of women at risk." Newman said his organization believes the video documentation of 100 incidents of emergency transport from abortion clinics is just the tip of a very ugly iceberg. Abortionists want everyone to think abortion is one of the safest procedures, but in truth, it carries life-threatening risks that threaten women on a daily basis, he explained. The public has a right to know the truth about the dangers of abortion.